the challenge that the Chashmonaim went through much more palpably than your regular year-to-year Hanukkah, because we mamish can feel ourselves in the throes of the same type of existential challenge from the outside, surrounded by darkness, surrounded by enemies, surrounded by the contemporary manifestation of Yavon, as Chazal tell us, v'choshech al p'nei sahom. Choshech is Yavon. It's a representative of the Greek Syrian empire that really tried to rip us from our bearings and separate us from our religious practices and our spirituality, and ultimately wipe us out when we refused to yield. And we today as well find that those who are in the most sophisticated educational institutions, Ivy League and the like, have shown their true colors when it comes to their antipathy towards their anathema towards the Jewish people. And we have to fight our wars very much alone. If you look at the Alanism prayer that we recite, it's a very interesting thing, because we're talking about, at the beginning, the miracle of the war, which is itself kind of unusual, because the Gemara makes it clear when it says, "My Hanukkah," that Hanukkah is really not about the military victory, but it's about celebrating the miracle of the Pach Shemen, the one pure flask of oil that was in the seal of the Kohen Gadol that didn't have enough to last one day or even one day and lasted for 8 days. That's the miracle of Hanukkah. But in Alanism, we talk about the miracle of Rabim Biyad Me'atim, Giborim Biyad Choloshim. So you have to wonder, why is it that we're focusing upon the military victory in the Alanism? And I think that a chiddush that I'd like to share is that, in fact, we're not really doing that at all. What the great miracle is not so much the Rabim Biyad Me'atim. We understand that we're reminded we're very few in number. We continue to be very few in number. We're outnumbered unbelievably by all of the wicked kingdoms, governments, media outlets in the world that have it in for the Jewish people, have it in for Israel, for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. But the chiddush that we're taught in Alanism is really Rishayim Biyad Tzadikim Utameim Biyad Tehovim. Because the Chayra, at first glance, it's not necessarily a miracle. If a Rasha loses to a tzaddik, the tzaddik might be better trained militarily, might be stronger. Tameim Biyad Tehovim, maybe the pure people also had a better military training than the impure people. So what's the miracle over there? The miracle is that when you're surrounded by so much tuma, by so much decadence and degeneration and contamination in a society as we were back then, when we were surrounded by Hellenism and secularism and the great academic institutions of Greece that really are simply just another form of what we have nowadays in terms of what's championed as a great culture, so to speak. The epitome of culture is, of course, if you promote terrorists and you call for the genocide of Jews, which, even according to the heads of great institutions, calling for the genocide of Jews, not necessarily a crime. It depends on severity, it depends on context, depends how many Jews you want to kill. That's okay. But to be surrounded by such a society, to be surrounded by such a culture, and not to be affected by it. You go to war against the enemy, you fight against the terrorists who are bloodthirsty, who massacre your people, who commit rapes, who broadcast it on social media so that the whole world can see the depravity of their actions, and actually even have the gall and audacity to defend their actions. Well, you know, it didn't happen in a vacuum, right? And to remain pure and to remain holy when you're surrounded by this type of decadence and moral bankruptcy, and you have to confront and interact with such individuals, even if it's on the war field, to deal with the baseless criticisms that are heaped against you and your people, when you do everything in order to spare civilian casualties and to only go after the terrorists, and you're condemned for war crimes and the like, and nonetheless to maintain your purity, to maintain your holiness. That's perhaps the greatest miracle. That's the greatest miracle. So that, I think, is really the emphasis. It was that which enabled the miracle of the oil, which is what we really celebrate, because what we're celebrating is that we recognize that ultimately it's not about military victories. It's about the victory of the survival of the Jewish people according to our values, according to our tradition, according to our heritage, according to the Mesorah of the Torah, to be able to maintain that. That's what the Hanukkah lights, of course, represent. All of the different branches of the menorah represent how all of wisdom points towards Torah, points towards Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah, or when you get to the end of the Al Nissim prayer. So really, people figure, okay, I got to finish already, so it not be Tirchad Tzibura, so you're thinking ahead towards Bial Kulam or whatever. But Lemaisa, really the climax and the crescendo of the prayer is that after the military victory, it wasn't that everyone said, oh, this is what it's all about, we're going to have a ticker tape parade in order to celebrate our military prowess. No. The whole purpose of engaging in war, what do we have, what interest do we have in war? That's not what that we're all about. You go to war, you get attacked by the enemy, you have no choice but to go to war. You have an enemy that threatens the foundations of your religion, you have no choice but to go to war. But it's not about the victory of the war, not at all. It's about It's about that the Chashmonaim kept their sense of priority, kept their sense of values. They said, oh, now we have the opportunity to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. Now we have the opportunity to reconsecrate the Mishkan. Now we have the opportunity to light candles b'chatzos kodshecho once again, that we're going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of the menorah, and that they wanted to do it in accordance with the highest degrees of holiness, and that it should be precisely only with the purest possible oil. The Chokhmah Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, points out, why is it that they went so overboard at this point? Wouldn't it have been enough, okay, that you rededicated, you reclaim the Beis HaMikdash, you know, light the menorah, so you have impure oil. What's so bad about having impure oil? Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, famous Kasha the Pnei Yoshua asks, you have a public communal avoda service in the Beis HaMikdash that needs to be performed. If all you have is impure oil, it's okay. It would be kosher to use impure oil at that point in time. But the fact is that they went specifically to use the pure oil, explains what Shlomo Kluger, is because they recognized that it was a reset. It was a reset that perhaps there had been too much tumah that set in amongst the Jewish people, too much Hellenistic and secular influence that had caused the nation to become the prey to the Yevonim, to Hellenistic culture, as to why it was that the Chashmonaim needed to take charge and needed to take a stand. Look, I'm a Kohen. You think as Kohanim we want to be the ones, the heads of government? No, but they had no choice. Less Breira. There's the Malcolm Sheinish. So you have to step in and fill the breach. There was a recognition that they had at that point in time that they were starting from scratch, that there was something momentous. There was something momentous about this point in time, about the victory that they had achieved. It wasn't just some sort of a passing battle or skirmish, but this would redefine the Jewish people for the future. Once you're redefining, so then we have a principle that's already discussed in the Gemara, Menachos Dab Nun, elsewhere, that when you're consecrating Mizbeach for the first time, everything has to be perfect. And everything has to be perfect when you're doing it for the first time. You didn't bring a kevis, a lamb in the morning, don't bother bringing a tamid shilbein or abayim if it's the first day that you're consecrating the service. And by the same token, says Shlomo Kluger, this is in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah, you could look it up, it's a very, very interesting comment. He says, by the same token, they recognize this was a new beginning. You have a new beginning, everything has to be a completely 100% altar sakotish. It has to be done with a perfect sense of impeccable holiness. That's why they needed to use only that one pure flask of oil. Okay, it wasn't enough. So they needed to rely upon a miracle. Kodesh Baruch Hu supplied a miracle because when we are ourselves devoted to serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a fashion of Mahadrim in a Mahadrim, when we're devoted to service to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in accordance with the higher standards and recognize that we need to improve ourselves, the fact that we're being challenged by the nations around us is a wake-up call for us to increase our devotion to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, stop being so affected by a secular culture and their materialism and their Western academic values, and to recognize that the only truth is the Torah. So when we rededicate ourselves to those values, so then we become worthy of miracles. Just like the Chashmonaim, we're worthy of miracles of Bayamim Ahem. So that's why we say Bayamim Ahem Bazman Azeh, because we have to relive that Chanukah a miracle every single year to remind ourselves of the momentous import of our own actions and our own responsibilities in terms of how we are going to express our Jewishness. And especially right now, we have to look at that question from the Gemara, where the Gemara asked, "My Chanukah?" And we have to answer, maybe turning the word a little bit into the English language, that we have to make it my Chanukah, M-Y. We have to make it my Chanukah. That each one of us has to double down on thinking, what can I do in order to raise my level of spirituality, in order to raise the light that I'm going to shine upon the world to show that I am completely devoted to Torah values and to a Kodesh Baruch when I'm not affected by the world around us, so that we can be not only worthy of the Neis Chanukah, but by sticking to only the illumination of the Torah and not being affected by the darkness of the world around us, we should be zocheh also to be an Or La'amim, to be a light and an illumination and a guide post towards all the other nations of the world to show them the proper way forward, and be zocheh that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should enable us to light the candles of the menorah once again with the building of the third base of Mikdash Mehera V'Yameinu. Amen. Amen.